Hi, my name is Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church, and it's my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. I'd like to take a moment to look at some scriptures to see why I believe it's very important for us to be in church and to be in church as much as we can. In the beginning of Joshua chapter number 24, the Bible says this, "And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for the heads of their judges and for their officers. And they presented themselves before the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, Thus saith the Lord God." I want to tell you here that Joshua gathered the people together, and it says that the people presented themselves before the Lord. They weren't just going to hear Joshua speak. Joshua was a man. They were gathering together to hear from the Lord. And it says that when Joshua spoke, he spoke, "Thus saith the Lord." God uses men to speak his words. God calls preachers to preach his word to us. And when we come to hear that preaching, we are to present ourselves before the Lord. When we present ourselves before the Lord, we're going to pay attention. We're not going to be on our phones. We're not going to be thinking about other things. We're going to give our full attention to God and to the man of God that's preaching his word. Joshua continues in verse number 2 and says here, "Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods." The other thing that church does going there is reminds us to serve the one and only God. There are many things in our lives that get in our way that become gods to us. And it reminds us that those who do not serve other gods, God will bring punishment upon them. In verse 19, the Bible says that God is a holy God and that he is a jealous God and that we are not to forsake him. And if we do, he will bring hurt and he will consume us. And so we are to always follow God. And he reminds us that the children of Israel were protected by God. God had delivered them from Egypt. He had saved them from the army that ensued them when they crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. And that God brought the waters down upon that entire army and destroyed all of them. The Bible says that he gave them a land of the Amorites there, and he sent them out and gave them a land that they didn't have to work for. The homes were built, the different trees were planted already, and so they were already bearing fruit, and so that they could eat right away. And so he's telling us here that, hey, you can either serve God who can do something for you. You can serve a God who will do miracles in your life and will bring you out of impossible circumstances and will bless you. Or you can serve gods that will lead to your destruction. Gods that will do nothing for you but destroy you. And it culminates to verse 15 where he says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We all have to make a choice which God we will serve. And if you are out of church, and the less you go to church, the less you'll be reminded about God and what he has done for you, and the more you'll be inclined to repeat the mistakes of the past. But if you spend time in church and in God's word, then you'll be reminded of what happens when you follow other gods, reminded of how you will be blessed if you choose to serve the Lord. And verse number 21 says, "And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye are witness against yourselves that ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses." Why don't you choose today to serve the Lord? Why don't you choose to be in the house of God, and so you can sit under the preaching of God's word and be reminded of how great God is and be reminded of the warnings and the consequences that come when we serve other gods. Choose the Lord. Thank you for joining me today, and it's my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.